How about some old-timey ones?
Rails.
Rails? Okay. And would you describe a rail fence for me?
A rail fence is a tree split up and run it and make them cross one another.
Uh-huh.
And keep on crossing one another.
Like, so then they go like this.
That's
right. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, do they have straight up and down posts or just sideways?
Yeah, they don't have no posts at all. They hold up the self, start from the ground, come up the self. That's old time, man.
Okay. Now, let's see. What about a kind of fence that sometimes you find around somebody's house or garden that has a little point on the top?
Mm.
A little white fence?
Mm, that's, well, you might call it a garden fence.
Okay.
I used to have a garden out of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you grow?
Vegetables. I'm kind of vegetables. Now I stopped on going out like we used to. We just put out in the field.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see now. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are they all constructed this way?
There's some oak and some pine.
Okay.
Rail.
If too many people are spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Bed made up pallet.
Okay.
Sometimes preaching, his whole family started in here one night, and I put the preacher to bed and his wife, and I went to put my baby and his baby to bed, and she just made a pallet there in the bedroom, and they about sleep.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?
Bottomland.
Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Well, you know, some of them are just plain dirt roads. That's what we used to have through here. But now, my folks used to have Cameron School and wagon in muddy weather, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now we have paved roads.
Let's see, what do you call a paved road that has a dark colored surface?
Paved road that has a dark colored surface. Well, I think you sort of got me. That's the only thing I know is paved road.
Okay. So you wouldn't make any distinction then between one with a light surface and one with a dark surface?
Sure would.
Okay.
It's all paved then, but.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
A what?
A little strip of grass between a sidewalk and a street.
Uh-huh.
About 3 or 4 feet wide.
Yeah, grass. Yeah. I got one grass strip out there between here and the road.
Would you just call it a grass strip? What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
A ditch beside of a level road.
Mm-hmm.
I think you sort of got me that time. I just call it a ditch.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
He lays.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Nickel.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to play with?
A chicken bone.
Uh-huh. You know, but one child get one side and one get the other and they break it sometimes.
It's so weak and see which one got lived along.
That's right.
That name of that bone, but I know it when I see it.